Father Chris Keenan recently became a Catholic chaplain for the Fire Department of New York. He succeeded Father Michael Judge, who was killed at the World Trade Center on September 11th, where he was praying over dying firefighters. Father Keenan has also worked with people in AIDS hospices and homeless shelters. He's the founding director of social outreach and volunteers at the Church of St. Francis of Assisi in Manhattan. Father Judge was a mentor and friend to Father Keenan. Earlier this month at Hamline University, the Immortal Chaplains Foundation honored Michael Judge with an award for risking his life to protect people of a different faith or ethnic origin. Father Keenan and Judge's two sisters accepted on Judge's behalf. Father Judge has become a symbol of dedication and self-sacrifice. Father Keenan says a now famous photo of Judge's body only adds to his iconic stature.
It's the only picture that we have of a body that came out that was intact, viewable, and identifiable. And there's two firefighters, police officers, a civilian, and someone from the Office of Emergency Management. In that picture of Michael being brought out of the rubble, he's the only one whom I know had an open coffin, and he was the first funeral, and it was broadcast internationally. And so in so many ways, he became an icon of the first context that we had of mourning. It was a picture that captured the reality of what happened September 11th.
You've taken Father Michael Judge's place as a chaplain with the New York Fire Department. You actually met him 28 years ago, and I've read that it was Michael Judge who convinced you to become a priest yourself.
It was 38 years ago, Terry.
38 years ago.
Yes. I met him when I was 21, 38 years ago, and he himself had been a newly ordained priest at the time. I was working in a job at the time, loading and unloading trucks. I was going to school nights, and happened to have met him in the process of my early life. As I was looking at the possibility of the Franciscans, which in many ways he and a group of young Franciscans had inspired me to, I said to him, for example, Michael, you know, in no way could I ever possibly contain the studies. I am just in no way a student. And in so many ways, I felt that I was so far from the reality and yet was so inspired by the wonderful witness of his life and the other young Franciscans that I had met. And he just simply said to me, Chris, if I could do it, you could do it. And he was at the first homily that I ever delivered at a mass. And afterwards, I went to my room, and up on my door was this incredible big sign, and it had, Chris, you know, a great job, wonderful message, right to the point, inspiring to the people, faithful to the gospel. He had this incredible ability to take a moment and to reflect back to you your goodness and just, you know, calling you forth to be the best of who you could be.
What's the protocol about when a chaplain is sent to a fire?
Of the seven chaplains currently in the New York Fire Department, if there was a 3 or a 4 alarm fire, that notice would go out to some of the chaplains, and they would try to have at least one at the scene of that fire. It's not as if you respond to every fire. However, you know, the ones that are more serious, you would respond to. For example, on my beeper this morning, it states that last night in the city there were 1,119 fires, that there were 2,973 emergency service responses, and 392 times that an engine in the fire department accompanied the emergency service at a call.
Wow. It's really a lot.
Yes, and the more serious ones, then we would be contacted to respond to and to be with them there.
When you work with firefighters, you often ask yourself what leads a person to take on such a high-risk, self-sacrificing kind of job. Not everybody's capable of doing that. What kind of person can do that?
Well, it's a very unusual type of person. It really is an incredible sense of mission among them. And what's really fascinating that I have found within the reality of the fire department is learning some things I never knew before. For example, the firefighters every day go out on the rig to the supermarket and they buy the food for the day that they pay for and that they cook themselves. And they also sleep in open dormitories. Everything that they do on the rig must be done really clearly as a team, and their lives really depend upon one another. It's an incredible gift to be present with them.
I want to get back to a couple of things about Father Michael Judge. You've worked with the homeless for years and continue to do that even as you serve as a chaplain with the fire department. I know Father Michael Judge worked with the homeless as well. Did you work with him at that time?
Terry, a lot of what we did was together as brothers out of the fraternity of the Church of St. Francis. However, I worked more in the shelters. Michael worked more directly with people on the street. And I remember one time we were coming one evening from a meeting, and we were talking with people that we mutually knew in the street, and Michael had, he would give out dollar bills, for example, or whatever to the folk. And I happened to say to him as we were walking on, well, you know, how was your day, and where were you earlier? And it emerged that he'd been at a meeting of the White House that morning for a breakfast for religious leaders that was called by the President and the First Lady. And so here we are, you know, at night with him, with the poor in the streets, and in the morning he'd been, having breakfast with the President and the First Lady. He'd been present, in so many different ways, not just to the firefighters, but to the leadership of the city of New York. He had an incredible presence and a great correspondence with people. For example, if he had done your wedding, you and your husband would have a card or a call from him on every anniversary of your wedding. Or if someone had died in the family, he would, particularly at the holidays, be in touch with you. And on the anniversary of that person every year, you would have a remembrance. He had an incredible way of touching and being in touch with people and of never forgetting that they were a part of his life.
Father Chris Keenan succeeded the late Father Michael Judge as a chaplain of the New York Fire Department. Earlier this month, Father Keenan and Judge's two sisters accepted the Immortal Chaplain's Prize for Humanity on behalf of Father Judge.